Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, number 25, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series that I preached some time ago. Homily series, if you will. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the wicked sin of gluttony, which I have been guilty of myself, and its outcome of obesity and diabetes and other diseases and problems. Beloved, our passage from the Word of God regarding overcoming the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony today is Psalm 78, verse 18, which reads, "And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust." Not meat for their nourishment, but for their lust, because they had everything they needed to for health and strength. And this is where we are today in the church. As I have shared with you, some of the fattest people in the world are sitting on pews, and have mercy on the pews, sitting on pews on Sunday morning and bending them down almost to the ground. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. So many of us eat based upon our lust for food, and not for our nourishment and strength and energy. And some of us don't need energy because we don't do anything. As preachers have said in the past, sitting on the premises and not standing on the promises, fat, dumb, and happy on our way to heaven, not doing anything. Excuse me, don't you get mad with me. Yea, the Bible says, they spake against God. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Look at us. He provided this. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people, that which we don't need? Now let us look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to the New York Post, Consumer Protection Agency recently analyzed data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, to determine the most unhealthy states in the U.S. According to the organization, West Virginia, followed closely by Mississippi and Oklahoma, right in the Bible Belt, is the most obese in the U.S., with roughly 38% of adults in the state struggling with obesity as of 2017. By contrast, Colorado was determined by Consumer Protection Agency, a Consumer Protection Agency, to be the least obese state in the nation, with roughly 22.6% of adults in the state being obese as of the same year. America has long dealt with the issue of obesity. The condition affected 93.3 million adults in the country from 2015 to 2016, per the CDC. Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled, Why Doesn't the Government Promote This Diet? This is part two. Part two. Today, beloved, small farmers have been displaced by huge agribusinesses that receive almost all agricultural subsidies and reap almost all of the profits. And to ensure that the tradition of political support and rich subsidies continues uninterrupted, agribusinesses funnel millions of dollars into the pockets of politicians every election. With the democratization of animal foods and refrigerators, everyone thought Americans had the best darn diet on the planet because rich foods were affordable and everyone could eat animal products on a regular basis, that is daily, which you must understand was not the case for many, many years before that. At midpoint in the century, however, something started to happen to Americans. They were suddenly dying of heart attacks and cancer was starting to spread like wildfire. Since we had the best diet on the planet, no one suspected that eating animal foods had anything to do with these two health epidemics. Medical researchers searched high and low for an explanation and came up empty-handed until a few researchers started looking into our change to an animal-based diet. Once the investigation into diet showed promise, massive efforts were employed in an attempt to find out what it was about our diet that caused diseases. Over 50 years later, we are literally buried in scientific papers linking animal foods to the leading cause of death and disability in this country. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this information, this knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for your leading me to confront this evil that is in the church and has been in the past in my life. Even though you did not convict me hard, and I don't believe you have convicted most of us Christian gluttons hard, you did convict us. You have spoken to our hearts that we're overdoing it and something wrong. And we thank you for that. And thank you for your loving mercy and grace and the tender way that you've dealt with it. And so, Lord, help us to take heed to your holy word and help us to take heed to the knowledge that is available to us today and help us to confess our sins of gluttony and to repent and to turn from our evil ways and to do the right thing going forward for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.